N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Hello and welcome back to the N10 show. I finally recovered from that nasty cold that was going round, only just, and I'm so happy to see the sunshine today. This week's show, it's a bit of a self-help one. I've got two exercises for you, one to organise your thoughts and one to relax. The first is a creative writing exercise.
If you get stuck, you can repeat the title, or you can say what I really want to write or what I really want to say is, and that kind of gets your pen moving again. The only thing you need to do is to move your pen across the paper.
And the second is a 5-minute self-hypnosis.
Right at the very end of this, there will be a place of relaxation that you go to at the very end. And you guys can just stay there for as long as you like. You can introduce some positive affirmations while you're in that place. For example, I'm feeling more confident, or I'm feeling calm and tranquil. And you can stay there for as long as you like. And then when you're ready, you just slowly start to open your eyes again and come back into the room.
You're listening to the N10 Show with me, LJ. So we start this week with some creative writing. Last night I attended the Creative Rights Workshops that Nicola Charambalu runs regularly in Muswell Hill. Last night's session was actually in London Fields at Ewan's house. Ewan runs a Vietnamese supper club from her place, by the way. So check it out. She's got a blog, the details of which are on my site on the N10show.com. And the food looks amazing. I'm kicking myself actually for not arriving early enough to have dinner. But anyway, back to the writing. Get yourself a pen and paper and do the warm-up exercise that you're going to hear Nicola take us through. It's really enjoyable.
I set up Creative Rights over 3.5 years ago in Muswell Hill, but I work all over London now. And the idea is basically to create a writer's community and to get everybody kind of fighting through their writer's block. And we're going to do a series of timed writing exercises. Some of you are familiar with what we call the rules for writing practice already, so I won't go into it in detail now, but just to say that when we write for what is usually the 10 minutes, that it doesn't matter if it's making sense. If you write a shopping list, write a shopping list, it's fine. It's okay to write the biggest load of rubbish in the universe. It really is. It's there in writing. If you get stuck, you can repeat the title, or you can say what I really want to write or what I really want to say is, and that kind of gets your pen moving again. The only thing you need to do is to move your pen across the paper. You don't need to worry about anything else. So I think we should just get straight in there with a warm-up exercise. The title is The Last Time I Saw Him or Her. Okay, The Last Time I Saw Him or Her. And I would just write the title and start writing and see what happens. Shopping lists are fine, as I said, and I'll give you a shout in 10 minutes. I go round and you can tell me how you found the process, and if you want to read or summarise what you've written, you're very welcome, but you don't have to, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I always think about a lot about what I'm writing. So writing without thinking is not something I'm used to. The last time I saw him. It was the last time I saw him, and I had the awful feeling that it would really be the last time I saw him. This thought filled me with dread and made it even harder to walk away. It was 8 years ago and a long way from here. Yet sometimes I have the feeling that those 3,000 miles and the whole big Atlantic Ocean provides a huge and easy excuse for the not seeing him, often, and perhaps never again. If he lived nearer to me, it would force me to face up to the real reasons why we don't see each other, why we can't see each other. And it would hurt too much to know that we could, but we can't. A snapshot clear in my memory on that ordinary day in New York in the autumn of 2004. A snatched meeting over coffee. The fear of what we would say, and the greater fear of what we would not say, after so long, after so much. Graham. He wasn't my first love, so no cliches there, nor has he been my last. But he remains with me, in my thoughts, dreams and heart, as the years have gone by. So we talk about our lives and the families we've created, show photographs, sip coffee, and then.
Thank you. Oh, well, I'm not going to read mine out, but it's interesting that that wasn't also a lover that popped up.
But I actually found that I wrote about it, and as I wrote it, I remembered more details. But then I found that I was just going to the present. So I was just writing about the here and now, my thoughts there.
Well, I was going to go either way. Like, was I going to write about him or her? And was it going to be happy or sad? So I decided to write about my best friend and started to feel nicer.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting because I've done this before and I know not to stop. And when I do write without doing it your way, like you say, I'm always thinking. But this is really nice to just go back on and then edit yourself, because otherwise you wouldn't have written this in the first place. Mm. The last time I saw her, she radiated like a beam of light, smiling as if she had accomplished a dream or found a thing that distinguished her. I wasn't sure why she smiled so much. I really thought she was very happy to see me. Well, she was happy to see me. We see each other every week because we are on a mission to eat at every new restaurant opening in town. None have been very good so far. She has a traffic light system for these eateries. Green for go, yellow at your own peril, and red to avoid. They've mainly been yellow, neither here or there, neither hit or miss, just middle of the road, safe restaurants that do not stand out and in any way or form. Why are you so happy, I ask, noticing her rays of lights that also warmed me up, my mood from the rain of London town. I'm just happy to see you, she giggles. We have a Soho meeting point, FOP, one of the last standing music and bookshops in central London. We both love books, but somehow never gather the time to read, so over our side of book club remains like Fight Club. Let's have a drink before we head to the restaurant, I'd say. Okay, but I can't drink, she says. Why? No. You're pregnant? Yes. I give her the biggest hug, held her body close to my chubbier one. Her curly hair tickled my face, and my heart swelled and my eyes swollen with tears of joy and pain, as then I realised I lost her to motherhood or even adulthood.
Okay. Yeah, it was quite good. I quite enjoyed that. Yeah, I mean, just the process of actually physically writing was worth. Okay, so the last time I saw him, he was sat in his mother's kitchen waiting for his lunch. He was half the man he was, gaunt, frail and timid. A very different figure from the guy running through the woods in the summer, home from work and full of energy. Lunch, a healthy mix of pulses and salads prepared by his young wife, was eaten almost silently. I felt intrusive. I didn't stay long. We didn't really chat. I left a book for him, Music of Chance, a story in which two men gamble for their lives. I worried afterwards about my choice of subject matter.
Well, thank you, everybody.
That was Nicola Sharambalu and her Creative Rights group. And if you fancy putting pen to paper, all the details of the workshops are on ntenshow.com.
Looking for a job? CV need a revamp? If the answer is yes, you need to get yourself online with a professional website. Showcase your skills, your experience, upload your work and make yourself visible. It's so easy. In just 10 hours, you can raise your profile and market yourself to recruiters. Want to find out more? Go to courses.muswellhillmedia.co.uk or call 07976 933 911.
And finally, to a relaxation exercise that I hope you'll find useful. I started doing self-hypnosis before going to sleep when I was still working in the newsroom at the Financial Times. Working on a news desk, as you can imagine, is very stressful. And my workload, looking back, was incredible. I was finding it increasingly difficult to unwind at night without the aid of a full bottle of red. So I sought out some relaxation techniques to help. I found a great app for my iPhone and have been doing it ever since. 15 minutes before going to sleep, I listen and take my mind through the various stages of relaxation so that by the time I come to sleep, my mind is quite rested, and I think it makes a massive difference to the quality of my sleep. Anyway, have a go for yourself. Martina McHugh is a qualified hypnotist and she's going to take you through a 5-minute relaxation exercise. So find somewhere quiet, close your eyes and listen.
Most people don't take time out to relax, and it turns out that the most of the people that I see in my practice have some anxiety-related problems, whether that's a minor anxiety related to a fear or a phobia, or whether it's a full-blown panic attacks. And generally, it's caused because of stress. They have stress at work, they have stress in their home life, and it's like a drip feed of stress, and eventually I call it the buckaroo effect. Eventually there's so much stress in their life that they can't handle it anymore, and before you know it, they go into this anxious state. And so taking time out is teaching yourself just to introduce some relaxation, some time out for yourself in the day, and it is therapeutic and beneficial. If you can do 5 or 10 minutes of this daily, then you will definitely find that you're in a calmer, better place in your mind. You need to find a nice, quiet space where you're not going to be interrupted. A great time to do this is just before you go to bed in the evening. You can either be lying down or you can be sitting somewhere, and then it really is a matter of just closing your eyes and then just listening to the words that I'm going to be speaking to you. And if you can visualize some of the things that are happening, all the better. Just take some really nice, calm, deep breaths and just let your mind wander wherever it wants to. Just listen to the words, and if your mind has things popping into it, that's absolutely fine. Just imagine they're just floating by, and then just allow yourself just to carry on breathing calmly and deeply. Right at the very end of this, there will be a place of relaxation that you go to at the very end, and you guys can just stay there for as long as you like. You can introduce some positive affirmations while you're in that place. For example, I'm feeling more confident, or I'm feeling calm and tranquil. And you can stay there for as long as you like, and then when you're ready, you just slowly start to open your eyes again and come back into the room. So you can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly. And before you let go completely, just allow yourself just to feel this nice hypnotic state just creeping up on you. And just listen carefully to everything that I have to say, because it's going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. And you'll find that you'll have no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without even thinking about it, you're going to enter a deep, peaceful, relaxed sort of situation without any effort at all. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do, absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just automatic, almost as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you wake up. And you're already drifting into this relaxed state of hypnosis without even noticing it. You're already altering your rate of breathing so that it is much easier and freer. And yet you hadn't thought about your breathing except at the beginning. And now you can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each word I say, and it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper, and you're continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind feelings and sensations and behaviours that you didn't even know that you had. And at the same time, you're just letting go completely. Your own mind is solving any problems at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels that you're ready. And you're continuing to become more relaxed and comfortable. With your eyes closed, you're experiencing a deepening comfort, and you don't have to move or talk or let anything bother you, because your own inner mind is responding automatically to everything that I tell you. And you're going to be pleasantly surprised with your progress, because you're becoming much closer to a nice, deep, hypnotic state, and you're beginning to realise that you don't care whether or not you're going into a deep or very light trance. And when you're in this wonderful state, I want you to imagine that you're standing on a balcony, and there's a long set of stairs leading down from the balcony. And there's no need for you to see where those stairs are leading to. They're strong stairs with wide steps and a handrail too, well lit so that you can see clearly. And in a few seconds' time, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And with each descending number, you're going to go deeper, relax, and take a single safe step down from the balcony. And you're going to feel a curious sense of excitement with every step. And when you reach the last step, I'm going to ask you to pause for a while. And you can wonder where you're going to go next. And then I'll ask you to step off, and when you do, you're going to find yourself in your favourite place of relaxation. So ready, take that first step down. 10, 9. And another step down, 8, 7, 6. Just enjoy walking down, 5, 4, 3. And another step down, 2, 1. And then resting. Resting and wondering where you're going to go next. And then I'd like you to step off into your very own favourite place of relaxation and enjoy this wonderful place for as long as you like. And when you're ready, you'll just slowly start to open your eyes and come back to the room.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Martina McHugh. And if you are interested in finding out a bit more about hypnosis, you can find a link to her site on n10show.com. And that is all we have for this week. My thanks to Nicola and Martina and the members of the Creative Rights Group. We are back as usual next week, I hope. So if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can log on to n10show.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.